Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is a new super fast light-based computer that can track everybody and everything on the globe all at once. So we are offering Watch Prophecy Club a super deal right now. Get over 264 titles, 2.5 hours each, made over 25 years. New titles added weekly this summer, still relevant today. Many categories to choose from. If you use the promo code TPC2024, first month is free. Use TPC2024Y, get a 10% off of the yearly subscription. It's normally $20 a month at $200 a year to watch 264 2.5 hour DVDs. What a deal. Also, want to remind you, we have some active prophecies. 34 prophecies say suitcase nukes are going to hit us. And for that, I'll send you to empshield.com, promo code prophecy. Also, 17 say that a meteor, which will cause a tsunami, which will cause an earthquake, will hit us. And for that, I'll send you to josephkitchen.com, promo code prophecy. And right now, you can buy one, get one red wheat pail free. So right now, they're overstocked on red wheat. They want to get rid of the red wheat, so they're making this special. Buy one pail of red wheat and get another pail of red wheat free. Buy one, get one free. While supplies last, josephskitchen.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, one loaf of bread feeds one person, for about a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, which means one bucket feeds one person for about 6 months. My suggestion is right down here. Get 8 pails, feed 4 people for about 1 year, and right now they'll double it. So if you buy 8, they'll send you 16 pails. That'll feed 8 people for a year or 4 people for 2 years. And it's nitrogen packed, so it's going to keep for lots and lots of years. Okay, how many we don't know. But even if you're not making it into bread, you can boil it and eat it like cereal or something like that. So my suggestion right here, josephskitchen.com. Get it while they're doing a summer blowout. 14 say a food shortage is coming. Likewise, josephskitchen.com. 11 say the dollar is going to fall. And for that, I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. 800-200-GOLD or Prophecy Club Bar, as in B-A-R, bar.com to get the new Prepper Bar. Awesome.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market divisible into 3 different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into 3 sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.
7 say Russia is going to attack us with a surprise nuclear attack. And for that, I'll send you to God's Warnings or prophecyclub.com. Okay, today's program. So this was sent to me in an email, and this was at the top part of an email. Jeff Anderson connected with International Man, and I looked that up. I could not find it. Wrote a great article on it that should give you some perspective, this listener said, on the real ability of quantum computers, especially in the wrong hands. So he did send me an article, and I'm going to cover that in just a second. But this first article says, in 2019, Google achieved its monumental goal of quantum supremacy in the tech world. I remember talking about that on a program. To put it simply, quantum computer is a new technology that puts even the world's fastest computers to shame. In fact, Google's revolutionary new quantum processor took only 200 seconds to complete a task that would normally take the fastest supercomputer 10,000 years to finish. Now, if that sounds incredible to you, get this. Less than a year later, China revealed their own quantum computer called the Zhukongji, if I'm saying that right. This computing system is capable of beating Google's new record by a mind-boggling factor of 10 billion. He says, did you catch that? Now, here's the important part. So China's quantum computer is 10 billion times faster than Google's own groundbreaking achievement. This means two alarming things. First, it can process, now listen carefully, data instantly. All data fed into it from every camera, computer, server, machine, something more powerful than the God's eye, as was shown in the Fast and Furious movie series. But there's another second threat happening behind the scenes that's far greater risk to our future and our very existence to survive. When the USA encounters a conflict with China, and it most likely won't be a nuclear war, and don't think that this will just be contained within USA and Taiwan. For as the USA goes, so goes freedom in most of the rest of the world. With China's tech supremacy, they no longer need to use tactical nukes to win a conflict because now they can do it all with nothing more than a keyboard by triggering any number of possible, quote, sleeper codes that's already been embedded into our infrastructure computer systems. This is why Representative Mike Gallagher, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, said, if China moves on Taiwan, we should assume that they'll launch, now here it is, cyber attacks. Now, just last night, I heard that there's a big cyber attack going on with automobile dealers, and the automobile dealers, most of them shut down all across America. So a cyber attack is really a big, real deal. Cyber attacks against the United States as part of the operation. This would likely include attacks on our, here it is, electrical grid, water systems, communications, especially near any key military installations. In response, our military has already told Congress that without the electric grid, we would be unable to respond to fight a war since our military is 99% reliant on the civilian electric grid. And I read an article that said within 12 months, some 10 million Americans would be dead if our electrical grid went down. That's the whole point of blacking out our country as a first strike, because they'll prevent our military from even being able to respond. The CIA has also gone on record to lay out how this will affect our citizens. One, all transportation will come to a screeching halt with no fuel resupply available. In other words, if you don't have electricity to pump the gasoline out of the ground, not getting in your car. Grocery stores will be instantly mobbed and remain empty, and we've had several people see dreams and visions of that. Public water supply will quickly become undrinkable or simply gone because there's no electricity to pump the water up into the towers so it can flow into your faucet. ATMs won't work, banks will close, leaving you with no access to the money in your bank accounts. Cell towers, down, communications, gone. Now think about that for a moment. No food, no running water, no sewer, no transportation, no access to your money, no reliable communication, no medications, chaos and blood in the streets. No first responders, cell phones don't work, police don't work, phones don't work, lights don't work, nothing works. Some intelligence reports have said that this would need to be done for about 6 weeks to break the will of the people for them to accept any solution. Now, that's a major thing I want to talk about here in just a second. So let me read that again. Some intelligence reports have said this would need to be done for about 6 weeks. In other words, shut down our electrical grid. Why? Because they wanted to make a change in America. I'll talk about it. To break the will of the people for them to accept any solution rather than die. As tens of millions will perish during this time and most of the rest of the population will be on the brink of death. It's hard to imagine how citizens will react. This will be about pure survival, as the local police, first responders, or even our military will be powerless to protect us as everyone battles for whatever resources may be available. Next article. Now it's about to gear up. China unveils faster light-based quantum computer. Chinese scientists unveiled a new light-based. See, the computers that America uses, are, for the most part, according to this article, are not light-based. Light-based is the fastest kind. A new light-based quantum computer, which broke the world's speed record in terms of the number of detected photons. I'm going to try to say this word. Zhuhang 3, developed by the team led by Chinese physicist Pan Zhiwei, has 255 detected photons compared with 133 achieved by the other one, and 76 by the original computer. Chinese state media said Zhuhang 3 is a million times faster than Zhang 2 at solving the Gaussian boson sampling problems and mathematical. This can be important in just a second. Stay with me. They said that this Zhuhang 3 can calculate the most complex samples of Gaussian boson sampling in 1 microsecond, while the world's fastest supercomputer, the Frontier, would need more than 20 billion years to complete the same task. What? Okay, I'm going to tie this to prophecy here in just a second. Now, you probably have not heard of the Hegelian dialectic. But if you want to understand what is going on in the world, if you want to understand where the mark of the beast is coming in, the prophecy, you got to understand this. So it started with a German philosopher back in the early 1800s called Hegelian. And this is essentially, I'm going to try to keep it real simple. I mean, I looked it up just to refresh my memory. There's pages and pages and pages and pages of philosophical stuff, but I'm going to keep it real simple. Essentially, the Hegelian dialectic says you have an agenda, such as centralization of power by the oligarchy. And then you have a thesis or some kind of a terror event, faked or real. And then that brings you the opposite or the antithesis or increasing police state, which brings you to a synthesis, which is removal of freedoms, transfer of power. The Hegelian dialectic is any systematic reasoning, exposition, or argument that juxtaposes opposed or contradictory ideas and usually seeks to resolve their conflict. What? I'll explain it again. I like this one too. So, Hegelian dialectic is we take an agenda, such as world government, and then we get the Federal Reserve, unbacked, intangible currency, to bring in a gold standard honest money, which just happens to be exactly what they're planning, to cause a synthesis, or digital gold. Let me explain it a different way. It's called Hegelian dialectic. A government will create a crisis to elicit a desired reaction from the public, then present a pre-planned solution that furthers its political agenda. Let me explain it another way. Now, this is my way to explain it. So first, the evil elite, the people above president, the people that really rule the world, cause a problem, okay? Some kind of big problem. 9/11, something like that. October 7th, they cause a big problem. Then they offer a solution, and that offer, when that solution is implemented, it brings a change to society. But their ultimate objective is to get the Antichrist on the throne to take people to the mark and worship the beast. Now, let me change it. Another one way of saying it is you cause a crisis, offer a solution that makes the change, hitting to the mark. Another way to say it is perhaps a financial storm, dollar falling. That brings a CBDC, which brings cause for a digital currency. And that brings us to, so that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Let me show you another way. Electrical grid goes down. Oh, we now have to have a digital currency. All the paper's gone. So they bring digital currency. That heads us to a time when they can control us. That's, see where they're going here? Earthquake, CBDC, mark. Poison water, CBDC, mark. Suitcase nukes, CBDC, mark. Internal revolution. See, what they're going to have some kind of a big problem that brings them to their objective. War. Remember, Kissinger said, he who controls money controls the world. So you recall, I just read this. First, it can process data instantly. All data feed into it from every camera, computer, server, machine, etc., more powerful than any computer. In other words, these computers can monitor everything on Earth instantly in real time. Now, why is that important? You remember we read this. Actually, I've read this several times, but I think it's important. 2021 Dream by Dana Coverstone. He said, the room, I'm going to only read part of it. Room darkened, the screen revealed taglines saying something like, avoid the unvaccinated. These people are dangerous. Please inform authorities of all the sightings. Then the screen showed a group of about 8 people running along a ditch near a cornfield that had not been harvested yet. They carried backpacks and several large brown tarps. The sun was setting. They had 2 scouts closely watching ahead of them and 2 scouts behind them. When lights appeared on the road in either direction, they quickly ran into the field about 30 feet, covered themselves with a tarp, and laid extremely still. No movement, no noise was made until the vehicle was well out of sight. It was all coordinated an effort among the people, including children and dogs, as the threat had passed, the people emerged. They ran straight ahead until they came to a T in the road. Scouts on the other side of the road near a trail, a railroad track, flashlights telling them it was clear to cross. They all ran quickly. Once they reached the ditch, a light blinked from the window of the garage of the home. By now, it was dark, so the scouts started quietly moving a few people at a time. They had to lay flat, as flat to the ground as possible. The group crawled along the window, and just as it closed, helicopters with searchlights searched the area they had just left. Now, the point is, how are they finding the people? They're using high technology. Why? Well, the Bible says that time is going to come when they're going to search out Christians to find them. And, sad to say, they're going to find, well, maybe happy to say, you know, he that endures the ends, God is going to bless them. I can't quote the verse right now. Anyway, the scene changed to an EMS alert. The signal blared loud with a reporter saying martial law had been declared. Anyone caught outside after 7 p.m. would be arrested and taken to the local authority or cab processing for and fined up to $10,000. The reporter kept saying, if you see something, say something. Safeguard your community from dangerous assailants. Do your country proud and turn them in. Then the scene changed back to people being hogtied and thrown to the back of the cattle trucks and hauled off. The people inside were yelling and screaming at the handlers. The handlers were all well armed. They used electric shock cattle prods to shock the people to back up, to obey. Then the screen went blank, and the man I see walked in and said, I can take it. I take it you are the specialist. You are right, and I will explain what you've seen if you would like to understand. I simply said, please. He began. He said, what you're seeing is the present future and the coming conservative purge. Let me read that again. The present future, as in this is about to hit, and the coming conservative purge. In other words, they plan to get rid of all of us that do not take the mark. The Antichrist spirit is here. And yet they began to make the purchase to deceive the world with healing blood that will not, and that's part of it. I didn't read that, so you might not understand that. This blood is not my blood and will never heal or forgive or restore. But they must make it appear to have power even if it's empty. Yet many will claim and empty their will to declare its worthless virtue. You must stay braced. Every believer is about to have their bracing revealed and the foundation uncovered. As the specialist, I warn you to take the salve for your eyes. Stop coating your life with wine or sin, and stay fully sober as the day has arrived. The day has arrived for this stuff, for the testing of your life. See, because wine is sin, the day is tribulation, testing your life as the mark of the beast. Then he touched my forehead, leaving an ashen mark with his fingertip in it. And he reached into his left jacket pocket with his right hand and took out a small white cloth and wiped it off. I'm marking those who are mine, and I will walk beside them in the fire. Even though some of you here in this country will meet me soon on the other side. In other words, very soon there's about to be a bunch of Christians killed. He grabbed my hand and squeezed it until I could feel goodness and virtue coming into my body. Then he said, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's what I was trying to say a few moments ago. Now let's jump to the final one, super soldiers. This one comes to me often. Lance Woods, 2018. Soldiers were coming through my neighborhood. Many homes had been vacated for a long time. The soldiers were rounding up people that had remained. Those who didn't get on the truck without incident or tried to run were simply shot and killed immediately. Bodies left where they fell. I woke up to screaming and bullhorns. I looked out my window and saw the soldiers hitting one home at a time. I woke my 17-year-old daughter and her friend. We snuck out of the house being quiet, staying downwind as the soldiers had super hearing, super smell, and could see in the dark without night vision. In other words, these are the Nephilim. These are the sons of God coming down and mated with the daughters of men, and their offspring were mighty men of old, men of renown. They're big, they're strong, and they're almost impossible to kill. No reasoning. Remember the, I heard of seven thunders speak? Well, we now know what the seven thunders said. They said, release the giants. This is talking about the giants. I'll read that again. We snuck out of the house being quiet, staying downwind as the soldiers had super hearing, super smell, and could see in the dark without night vision. This is part of the group that Lucifer plans to bring down to attack Israel at Armageddon. He's been lying to his people, telling them that he's going to be victorious at Armageddon. And of course, we know that's a lie. No reasoning, emotion, or sympathy. They were programmed and followed their orders. Many people shot the soldiers to no effect. They healed instantly right before their eyes. The only way to kill them was a headshot with a high-caliber rifle. We could not talk or make noise while we made our way down to the embankment to the river. We wanted to get into the river to help mask our smell. I slipped down the embankment, making noise, and cut my shin. I remember the sound of the leaves crackling and the smell of the dirt as I slid down the embankment. The girls looked at me in fear, knowing a soldier heard the noise. They quietly slid into the water, and I froze, hiding behind a tree, as one soldier came listening and sniffing, investigating the noise. He was about 6.5 or 7 foot tall, with muscles like a weightlifter and covered in a metallic battle armor, overlapping kind of like an armadillo. His eyes were red. His face had a beastly humanoid appearance. He scanned the area. I was ready to shoot to protect my daughter. I knew the shot would draw the other soldiers and I would be dead, but my daughter and her friend would live. The soldier turned and walked away. Now the final thing. This is a vision given to David Phillips, confirms what the others saw. He said, please understand that I'm sharing the best of my memory this, as I was a relatively new believer in Christ at the time and had never experienced anything like this before. This was an open vision while I was awake. So I was in church, Catholic at the time. During the service, they called everybody to stand. When I stood up, a vision immediately began. In the vision, I saw what looked like a movie screen directly in front of me. Then the left and right sides of the screen expanded out the same time to what looked like forever. Also, the top and bottom of the movie screen expanded to where it looked like forever. I was no longer thinking about the church service. All I saw was thinking about was the vision in front of me as it played. The vision that I saw was of a new pope. The pope I saw was standing in front of great masses of people in Italy at the Vatican. He was high so that he could speak to the people directly. There was great excitement as the crowd because the papacy had finally returned to Italy. He looked younger than past popes, not frail. He was maybe in his 30s or 40s with dark hair and dark facial hair. Key point. He said, what greatly troubled me were the words he was shouting. His words were not of love and kindness as with past popes I'd seen. He was threatening and attacking the Protestants, shouting that the true church must rise up and unite against the Protestants. That's straight out of Revelation. He was shouting that the Protestants are not true believers, but rather unbelievers. The crowd was shouting with rage and hatred in support of him and his words. He said the penalty for them must be death. The people were in complete agreement with this. They had been called to action, and the entire world would now rise in power to kill Protestants in all nations. The words he spoke were so frightening. I cannot explain how mere words can be so powerful in developing a reaction in you. It was unlike anything I'd ever witnessed before. Somehow I knew in my heart that he was talking about killing us, the true believers, who are far fewer in number. I knew that what he was saying was the opposite of the truth. That would be the Antichrist spirit, okay? But the people believed him. I thought, but we are the true believers. Life on earth had changed forever. I thought, we will now be hunted and killed for our faith around the world. I'm not ready for this. All of a sudden, the scenes came in, the vision ended, and I was standing back in church, sweating from the vision. I didn't know how long the vision lasted. I was so thankful that I was back in church because persecution of the true believers had not yet started. At this time, Pope John Paul II was still alive. I was made to know that our only option is to run and hide, but they will discover that when all the world is turned against the beast, there is nowhere to hide. They will find you. Our only hope is to trust Jesus with our death. Jeremiah and Isaiah were shown believers were hiding in the days just before the return of Jesus. Now's the time to ask Jesus into your heart. Ask him to forgive your sins.